Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tony Pete. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Stratton. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Monty Stratton. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lou Finney. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting third. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Chubby Dean. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Brucker. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bill Sissel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Caster. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Caster. And now, play ball. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dean scoops it up and throws to first, with Caster covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stratton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker. Moses reaches second base with a double. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura strikes out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dean scoops it up and throws to first, with Caster covering, for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Newsom moves to third. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Newsom scores. Sissel moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. Finney hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete hits a fly ball into center field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dean scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. Two outs. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Werber moves to second. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0-for-1 in the game. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. Werber moves to third. Two outs. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dean. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Dean steals second. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Brucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a fly ball into center field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Radcliffe moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonura hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Radcliffe scores. Walker moves to third. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caster fields it and throws to second for the out. Walker scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Newsom is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Caster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sissel moves to second. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-2 in the game. Finney hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Sissel moves to third. Caster moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Moses is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-1 in the game. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell strikes out. Two outs. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton is 0-for-1 in the game. Stratton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0-for-2 in the game. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stratton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0-for-2 in the game. Brucker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker. Brucker reaches second base with a double. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Caster hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Caster reaches second base with a double. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-3 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Caster moves to third. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Pete. Caster scores. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. 2 runs are unearned. It's 4-2, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caster fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-2 in the game. Pete is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0-for-3 in the game. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Stratton covering, for the out. One out. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Brucker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Sissel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Steinbacher pinch hits for Monty Stratton. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher strikes out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-3 in the game. Krivic hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Clint Brown now pitching. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Caster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-4 in the game. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bonura is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sissel misplays the ball. That's an error on Sissel. Appling goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Athletics. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-3 in the game. Pete hits a line drive towards the mound. Caster reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.